Hi, I'm Liz.
And I'm Rhea.
Welcome to Karma's My Bitch, a podcast about love,
sex,
connection,
abundance,
joy,
purpose,
peace,
and how life isn't simply the stories we tell ourselves.
I had a dream last night. I was pregnant.
Those dreams are typically like, you know, new life.
Oh, is that what it is? I've had them quite a lot recently.
Yeah.
But
change, etc.
Yeah. But you know, when I look at the kids around us these days and I watch more kids being born, and I, you know, like part of me thinks like, whew, strong move. But then I just think like, how does life in 5D look like with kids? We've only ever been brought up in separation. So I can't really imagine what children in 5D and remain in 5D. Do they come in 5D? Do they remain in 5D? How does it work?
That's a really good question. That's something I've been kind of contemplating weirdly lately. Those souls who've been coming in since about 1999, they've been coming in with little to no karma. The same can be said of previous generations. But again, as we're always kind of talking about these sort of consciousness shifts, you always need scale. So even if previous generations have carried less karma, and you know, for instance, we sort of talked about the generations of the indigos, right? And they started coming in roughly since 1945. Of course, they carried karma, but they also carried a particular purpose.
Which was?
To help break down the 3D structures and start put dents into the tent poles, right? With new ideas and to sort of stand up to, you know, accepted social mores. Anyway, but since 1999, we've been seeing these souls on a greater scale in larger numbers coming in without karma, which is why we've seen more sensitive children, souls who have really are unable to handle some of the conflict. And it's, I mean, they've unfortunately been labeled snowflakes, etc. But the reality is that they're here for a different type of world. And they're here to plant seeds for that type of world. So they didn't come in to separation in order to become separate from themselves. They came into separation in order to plant the seeds for wholeness. But as a result, some of these kids experienced separation within, which means that they developed a karmic theme. Or because of the families that they were born into, also experienced separation within. So they could have, as we've mentioned, I'm sure somewhere, take on a parent's karmic issue in order to help support them.
And would they have known that this was going to happen before they came into body?
A soul is always going to be aware that anything is possible, right? And those contracts are going to ensure those possibilities. So we just forget sometimes, or we just get really comfortable and we forget that we're here for challenges. But the souls will take it on because they know it's for the best. I'm not going to say for their highest good.
No. So basically, it's what you're saying is that a child might come in and be really sensitive and be wired for wholeness, but actually the world might cause them to separate within themselves. Mm-hmm. And so even though they've come in with no karma in kind of the traditional sense of the soul memory sense, they might take on a karmic theme of I am not good enough in one way or another in order to find their way back to wholeness.
Yes.
Which it could have been avoided had they not gone into separation in the first place.
Precisely. Precisely. And so you might see that with children who have been bullied, because it's not something that they're capable of handling, because they're not, again, they're not here for conflict.
So
when they experience separation like that and that level of conflict outside, it runs so counter to their internal wiring for wholeness.
So what kind of thing would cause a soul to separate like that? Could it be anything?
It could be being raised within certain communities where the family is fine.
It's constantly telling them, you know, there's something's telling them you are not enough, basically.
Yeah. And you shovel a kid into many schools where they're around peers and their families and whatever their familial conflicts are. I mean, it's it's anyone's guess.
Fine.
Yeah. Fine. You know, when we think about like how to keep kids in wholeness, we have to really consider what are the 3D values that end up getting passed on to them, which is what helps or what contributes to their separation. There's ultimately at the root of 3D, three things. Mm-hmm. The first is currency, which is I have something you want and vice versa.
Fine.
Right? Because that feeds the...
It's all the negotiating, the bargaining, the you're taking from me, I'm taking from you, and I'm paying you for it.
And you're not good enough to have everything you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the second is influence, which we see a lot which is the ability to manipulate perception for the express purpose of acquiring more power.
Like, I'm going to gaslight you into believing this, and then you're going to give me all your power.
No, it could be as simple as somebody getting paid to do a TikTok, right? To further some global agenda, or it could be a personal agenda, and that's good enough. And then
ignorant. Oh, I see. So literally just like, will you pretend that these vitamins changed your life so that more people buy these vitamins?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Can we scare younger generations into fearing for their future?
Fine.
Right. And then the third, which follows the ability to be influenced, is ignorance, right? So the less that we believe others know, the more capable we become as a result.
So it's like, I know better than all of you.
Yeah. And because you know that I know better, or I've made you think, or someone else has made you think that I know better, you're just going to become more compliant. So if we end up passing along any one of these three values, these 3D values, a child can still break through the 3D world and come into 5D just by being themselves. It doesn't matter.
Because they're already 5D.
Exactly. If it's more than one of these three, it will become more difficult.
Well, if you think about it, the whole karmic undoing process, I know this season is what if it never happened. On season episode 19, we're kind of talking about karma, but it's effectively coming back into knowing that we had as we were children, that we are whole, we are perfect as we are, that we are able to do and create whatever we want. That's why kids play games. It's why they say, what do you want to be when you're older? And they give you a million different ideas that are even more magical and fantastical than the next, right? Like, they are so empowered and it's not necessarily innocence. It's, you know, people call it innocence because it's like free from separation, but actually everything that we've been working on collectively, every time you like do anything, it's effectively to go back and recapture that childlike power, right? So the whole point is that if we can keep children in that power, then they don't have to go through what we went through in the first place, because they can just stay there, and then they can miss out on all the years of having to undo the shit that was created and just start creating something new sooner. And we can see something, you know, we had a previous episode where we spoke about how the older generation's wisdom is being lost and the younger generation's innovation is being lost because everyone's trying to conform because of separation, right? And it's similar in this instance, is that we're creating more obstacles and hurdles for these kids. So what they came here to do and what interests they have. I mean, one of these children that's being born right now could be the one that cures all disease. But they're going to be too busy having to undo why they don't think they're good enough to cure all disease before they get around to curing all disease. I mean, that's like, think about it that way.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know? For sure.
Because they're too busy thinking that, oh, someone else has, you know, the right education that I don't have, so I can't cure all disease. Or I've read somewhere and I've been told many, many times that it's impossible to cure all disease and they must know better than me. So we've stripped away the power of someone to really like change society because of our crap. I think it's quite a good example.
It is a very good example, which is why it's still, I find it a bit frustrating that a lot of the things that we're having to undo and untangle from, like, you know, the value of higher education, it's, you know, we're still, the pendulum is still swinging, right? It's so extreme. It's like, it matters so much and then it matters not at all. Or the conflicts that everybody's focused on are really tiny things.
Well, because it's different for each person.
It is. And you have to let them choose. But the problem is that what's happening is that people are focused. We don't want to say on the wrong issues, but they're so focused on the micro issues that they're failing to see the bigger picture.
Which is
that none of fixing what they think could be fixed, either because the problem is race or the problem is money. It's effectively just lack, right? And everybody's so focused on lack and trying to equalize everything that they're not taking a step back and understanding that we didn't come here to be equal. Does it mean that we didn't come here to be as powerful as we can all be and that there isn't room for all of that? But the focus is applying 3D solutions to problems that 3D created in the first place. And in trying to push kids to conform, or these younger generations to conform to older standards, right? And eschew their own personal values is really just, it's just kicking that can down the road. So, which is why our progress has been slowed. So for all the leaps and bounds we need to make in consciousness, there's always that pushback, and that pushback shoves people into a corner that forces them to have to spend, as you said, more energy
untangling it all.
Yes.
But also, it's not like these things are always coming from the worst intentions. And I get that. And I have time for that. And I have the compassion for that. But actually, if we just focus on letting people have the confidence and courage to just be themselves and remain themselves, it wouldn't really matter. Because some people might be like, you know what? I really want to go to university. Or I really don't. Whatever it is. Like, and I'm not saying that, yes, there is a lot of inequality currently in the world, but separation has made it so, right? There's people who amass wealth and just hold on to it, and there are people that don't have any. So if we're actually dealing with the bigger issue, i.e. separation, and then all the other things will kind of fall underneath that instead. It's kind of the other way around.
It is.
I look at the kids around me and I just see these beautiful souls who just want to play. And I feel like I spent years of my life trying to get back to that. And once I was there, I was like, oh my goodness, I get to play, but I'm also old enough to be responsible for that play. That's the fucking perfect mix. You know, why does one person's path have to be right and another's have to be wrong? Why can't everyone's path be the one for them?
Right. And 3D separation, because everything had to feed into the tent poles, separation just by definition had to separate everybody, right? In 5D, there's space for everyone. When I say that we don't all have to seek fairness, it doesn't mean that we can't all operate from our divinity and recognize that divinity in everyone else and treat each other accordingly. But that's where you find common ground. And when you can exist from that space of common ground, there is more sameness, if you will, but it's not going to be in the way in which we perceive sameness through our 3D lens.
Well, I mean, look at you and I. There's nothing the same about us.
No.
Like, literally, from the way we, like, have our lives, from the way we live our lives, from where we live our lives, from our family structures, everything about us is entirely different. I mean, I'm literally three times your size. I mean, I asked you yesterday whether you were in children's clothes.
Yes, this is Brandy Melville.
Yeah, I knew it.
So proud. But I pulled it out of Gabriella's closet.
Exactly. I mean, your daughter's bigger than you. She's 15. But like, you know what I mean? We're so different in every way.
Yeah.
But that we have a common ground because we believe the same values, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what allows. Like, I don't look at you and go, oh, Liz has all these things that I don't have, I must have them. Or you don't look at me and think, oh, Rhea has all these things that I don't have, I must have them. We just want what we want for the other one, what everything that they want, you know? And that's kind of it.
Yeah. It is quite simple. But when we have children, so I'll speak from this point of view, but you'll grasp it because you were a child, right? Yes. So it's the same thing when you look at your parents, and I have to look at my parents and then having and being a parent. And it's funny because I was really thinking about this the other day. As a parent, you can only empower your child with the power that you have.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So if you are operating from a disempowered place, from a space of powerlessness, that's all you got, which isn't very much.
Well, it's like you can only love someone as much as you're able to love, right?
Right. Right. But with children, when it comes to parenting these souls, it's power. It's yes, love is a lot. Love is important. But the reality is that in order for a child to become autonomous, to have their own agency, they need to remember their divinity. And if a parent is not remembering their divinity or coming from that place of power, that's it. That sets the child up already. We wouldn't say for failure, but more like for challenges, maybe extra challenges they wouldn't otherwise.
Well, the thing is that, you know, when you're talking about divinity and power, I'm in a different way. I want to give you the confidence and courage to go for your happiness, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
Right. And while love might light the way for that, great. Like, it's that desire for the happiness that really pushes us to create stuff and maybe create stuff that hasn't been done before, or find ways of doing stuff where we can have it all, as it were, all for us, not all as the society deems what all is.
I wouldn't say that it's a big regret of mine, but it is really, you know, my son was bullied in a variety of schools, public, private, et cetera. Clearly there was just something to work through and there was karma there. But it made me reflect a lot on schools, on what we put our children through and why, and their choices as well, and having to honor them, right? Even if they don't make sense. Ultimately, a soul will decide what is going to help them come into their own power. And it does take a really strong, powerful parent in order to support and bear witness, even if it's something that they might tell themselves, well, I wouldn't do that, or somehow that doesn't make sense, right? And so if you've done that for yourself as an individual, that's what enables you to do it as a parent as well. Yeah. And giving that child the freedom necessary, as you said, to pursue their happiness or whatever lies on the other side of what they're experiencing is key. And what we're seeing right now is children are less free than before because technology has connected them in a way in which they can't completely extricate themselves from social pressures and familial issues or whatever, that we have to find a way to support their freedom. And for that, I don't yet have a suggestion or solution. I'm sure it will come up in a book. In some episode, we talked about the birth rates coming down, right? And again, you know, people are really worried. There's a lot of conversations about fertility and infertility and what's driving that. For a variety of reasons, people are trying to understand the lowering birth rate, especially in the West. Mm. And the reality is that there are just a lot of souls that will not come in until people become more conscious. Because without conscious parents, what is a soul going to do except just repeat the separation cycle? Mm. Which is,
well, to be honest, I wouldn't pointless. Be up for it. No. So I get it. So all the kids that do come through, they're willing to repeat the separation cycle?
No, they are pairing with, there's three reasons that they'll be born to the parents they are. One is because those parents are committed to consciousness, right? And a path, either because they're on mission or their purpose will support it. The second reason is because there are souls probably up until, I'm seeing about 2040s that are going to come in for the separation experience still, because this world is still quite entrenched in separation. They might be born to parents and in countries in which separation rules. They'll do that for obviously their growth and evolution and for healing. And the third reason would be to hold space for this change in consciousness, this rise in consciousness, and it really doesn't quite matter who they're born to. As we said before, this consciousness shift is not guaranteed. Mm. It will still continue to be a work in progress for quite some time. Mm. So even though we offer years and, you know, certain periods in which, okay, well, this is when the bigger leap will come. This is when this foundation is supposed to be established, etc. Again, it's always scale-based. So maybe we'll get there. Maybe we won't. There's always going to be opportunities to understand why we had the values that we've had. And so we're just going to keep confronting that and confronting that. But what won't serve us is if we keep feeding the younger generations, first of all, the responsibility for what is effectively our problems. Mm. Because the mistake that most people are making at this juncture is just expecting them to fix things.
Because the new generation always does. But actually, if we give them our problems, they're not going to have time to fix anything else.
The reality is they're not wired to fix our problems because they're not wired for separation. Mm-hmm. So they don't have that in them. They're just wired just to bring in something else. And so what are you going to do? I don't even have a better example. It's a very apples and oranges kind of relationship. And so there's just a massive disconnect.
Can I ask you something? And I think I'm okay to say this. You can tell me if I'm not.
No, you're fine.
In our first session together, a long time ago, you said to me the one thing that I hadn't been wired in for me was compassion, right?
Yeah.
And that I hadn't had that wired in because it'd been so long that I needed to remember it for myself, right?
Fair. Okay. Yeah, because a lot of...
Is that what you mean by not wired for separation? So I didn't have the compassion so I could manage in separation. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're looking at souls even born as late as 2004 who were not wired in for compassion. I'm telling you, a lot of those kids would have chosen another alternative to living because it got hard and it got ugly.
Mm. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And so is that what it is? That like these younger souls just have compassion wired
in? Oh, completely. Entirely.
And so it is what it is. And
it is. But the problem is that compassion gets exploited and they're looked to not just for the compassion, but to take that wiring and turn it into empathy, but such extreme empathy that it becomes emotional manipulation. Mm. And so they sadly and unfortunately, either because of misguided parents or community leaders or people who, again, just really want to exercise influence and spread ignorance, that they're just, that they become so manipulated that they'll support whatever cause they think will make other people happy, right? Will bring peace, or will somehow further a sort of 5D value, when ultimately, as long as these children are free, as long as they're able to express themselves fully, unencumbered by their parents' bullshit or their community's
bullshit.
Exactly, and the community's bullshit, they're going to do a lot more than they've been capable of doing up till now.
And so really the answer is, if you want to help these kids, help these younger generations, is let's get rid of separation, not make them our warriors and choosing a side in separation.
Exactly. Let's heal the separation within us if we're around them, and let's help seal this. Let's help heal the separation outside, and they'll have a fighting chance.
So quick question. Mm-hmm. What was the point of this episode in the relationship scheme of everything? Because we feel like we've taken a real left hand for episode 15.
Well, we can't talk about love and relationships and sex and marriage and covenantal unions and, you know, why you don't have a prenup, or, you know, why you marry for money, without factoring in what about children?
Okay.
Because a lot of people need to really understand their choices in terms of bringing a soul into a world, or a choice to support a soul in these coming years, and where they go with that. Because these souls are very purpose-filled. And the only way and the best way to support them so that they stay in their power is to be in our own. And I will tell you, as a parent, it is of two very different souls who are literally sun and moon, if that gives you a sense, right? Like, I mean, I know you know them, so, but they are truly so different that one is sun and one is moon.
I can figure out which one's which, by the way.
It's pretty obvious. I think it's pretty fucking obvious. And because of that, not only have they had to be parented differently, supported differently, and had various experiences, it has really been a challenge to keep them both in wholeness, to keep them both fully empowered. It takes up a lot of space. It takes a lot of energy that you've really got to be ready. Mm. Yeah. So that's why.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. For more information, articles, and inspiration, find us at karmasmybitch.com and at karmasmybitch.insta.
And if you liked what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review.